From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Dutch American Architectural Group says the former Greene County Jail may be the only one of its kind left in the world. The Greene County Legislature wants to tear it down. The jail on Bridge Street in Catskill was built in 1908, and the jail and neighboring sheriff's office are listed on both state and national historic registries. It was built with Ohio sandstone by Dan Dorn in Cleveland, Ohio, and shipped to Catskill, where the parts were brought up Bridge Street by horse. A report from the Dutch American Agricultural Group in collaboration with historic Catskill says, and I quote, "The facades were never changed and represent a high quality of jail in 1908. All handmade with limited tools. It is rare and of exceptional architectonic value. The originality of this jail is rare and therefore it has a high cultural heritage value. This can be the only jail of this size and make in the world," end quote. A similar jail complex was built in Oswego County in 1909 and demolished in 2018. Greene County says it would cost $4.8 million to demolish the jail and rehabilitate the other buildings, $10.7 million to renovate the entire complex, and $1.2 million to tear it all down and put up a new office building. Estimates from Barton and Logadice are lower, $1.9 million to demolish the jail and rehabilitate the other buildings, $4.6 million to renovate all the buildings, and $1 million to tear the buildings down and put up a new 5,000-square-foot building. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Lola Fadula reports in the New York Times that the Trump administration gave final approval December 4th to a rule that would cut about 700,000 people from the federal food stamp program. The rule will strictly enforce federal work requirements that governors have previously been allowed to waive. Locally, 10.7% of residents in the 19th congressional district receive food stamps. Sonny Perdue, the agricultural secretary, explained the change, saying, and I quote, "We need to encourage people by giving them a helping hand, but not allowing it to become an indefinitely giving hand," end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer disagreed. He said on December 4th, and I quote, "The Trump administration is driving the vulnerable into hunger just as Christmas season approaches. It is heartless, it is cruel, it exposes a deep and shameful cruelness and hypocrisy in this administration," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey said December 3rd that the new criminal justice law changes will save local governments money. Ending cash bail for misdemeanor and nonviolent felonies is the biggest change coming to New York next year. Hestey said, and I quote, "I think that over time, if there's less people who are actually in jail, then there's less cost of supervising people in jail. So I think it will eventually lead to cost savings," end quote. But law enforcement officials, including several in Greene County, local prosecutors, and some state lawmakers have been asking for a delay in the changes. Hestey disagrees. He said, and I quote, "We have to get back to a system that treats people equally and fairly," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on December 4th, Ulster County legislators unanimously passed a 2020 budget that slightly increases spending and slightly reduces property taxes. New County Executive Pat Ryan proposed most of the $342.28 million budget, but legislators added amendments such as $10,000 for the People's Place Food Insecurity Programs and $15,000 for out-of-county firefighter training for volunteer firefighters. Legislator amendments also reinstated a confidential secretary in the comptroller's office and increased the salary and hours of the director of internal audit and control in the comptroller's office. Ryan said, and I quote, "The budget I laid out aligned with every single thing I heard at the 20-plus town hall meetings I held across the county," end quote. When he receives the approved budget, he has 5 days to sign it or veto changes made by the legislators. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.